I was really happy with our camp. We've had a good month of football, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. I thought we've got a lot done. You know, one of your goals during these camps is to make your young guys feel comfortable with the system and the terminology. And I thought we were able to do that with our draft choices and our free agents. And after a week's break, they'll get a chance to come back for about 3 more weeks conditioning before they get off just a little bit before we go to camp. So we've got a lot done, and we still have a lot to do.
Mike, what was your main decision to cancel that mini camp in early July? I mean, what was the feeling that you said, yeah, we can do that?
Well, number one, I had a commitment by the players that they're going to come back and finish with 100% with their off-season conditioning program, which I really felt good about. And we got a lot of work done here over the last month. And I thought we were further ahead of schedule than I thought, but with the commitment by the guys to finish at 100% with the off-season conditioning program is really more important than one day of football. And that's why we did this.
How's Brandon Marshall coming along?
Same thing. He's full speed. He'll be ready to practice, catching the ball June 22nd. He's getting in much better shape because he's been able to work out here for the last month. So there should be no setback. By the time we go to camp July 24th, he'll have been catching balls for a month straight and we'll be working out full speed.
Is there anybody you don't expect to be ready to start a camp? Lipton Schneider?
Not that I don't know. He'll be ready to go. Corey should be ready to go. I don't see anybody that should not be able to practice that we have on our squad currently.
It's Robertson.
He doesn't have an issue. Which is more prevention than anything else. We want him to get a little work. We didn't want to overdo him. Hasn't been able to work out the way we would like him to have worked out to put him through a full camp. He should be able to go through the off-season conditioning program now full speed, and he should be ready to go by camp. And that was our goal initially, to get him a little practice time but not overwork him. And should be no setback, should be ready to go.
Nayland too.
Yeah, Nayland obviously coming off surgery. Normally during the season that'd be a 2-week recovery time. He's got obviously 5 weeks from today, so he should be in great football shape, and hopefully there's no setback there.
How's Jay done this offseason? Not just physically. I know he's coming along physically after the diagnosis, but just mentally and picking everything up and coming along.
Well, like I said, you're in your third year. You feel a lot more comfortable not only with the terminology in the system, but your supporting cast. He feels quite comfortable where he's at right now. I thought he had some valuable reps over the last month where he even feels more comfortable with what we're doing. And, you know, that's a good thing. You want your quarterbacks to feel comfortable, and he feels much more comfortable, obviously, now than he did over the last 2 years.
Has Sullivan this offseason shown you he can be that? You think he can be that every down?
Who's that?
Sullivan Young. That he can be that every down 20 carry back, or he's still?
Well, that really doesn't matter, I don't think. The main thing that matters is to be effective. You know, we were effective last year. Sullivan Young averaged 5.2 yards a carry, and Andre Hoff had 4.9 yards per carry. The key is to average around 5 yards per carry. If you're doing that regardless on who's carrying the ball, you're going to be one of the top teams in the National Football League. But to answer your question, I do think Sullivan has the ability to carry the ball more. He's made a concerted effort in the offseason to get in better shape, and he's stronger and obviously feels a lot more comfortable with the system. So we'll wait and see. Well, you know, obviously Nico was playing behind a pretty good football player, and we saw enough of him on film to know that he can start in the National Football League. Obviously, a very good special teams player. And we've got a guy that is competing with him, Nate Webster, that has also played exceptionally well at the Mike linebacker position and feels very comfortable at that position. So we've got some competition there as other positions, and it's going to be interesting to see who starts and who wins that position. But regardless, both guys can make plays, and the one guy that's not starting will help us on special team, and the other guy will still be in one or two teams as well.
Because it's such a leadership position, because Nico hasn't started, is there any concern there? Because you have to be a leader, you have to kind of be the quarterback of that group?
Well, there's a first time for everything. You know, you just don't come in and get respect without starting. And obviously you earn that position. So if he earns that position, he'll have instant credibility. And if he doesn't play well, obviously he won't. But the key to any position, any leadership, is performing on the field. So if Nico performs and Nate both performs, we're in a great situation. You never know. We could rotate the guys if both guys are playing extremely well. But it's too early to tell. That's why you have preseason games to evaluate those scenarios. But both guys have looked exceptionally well. We don't have a first, second team. We start with the first team. Nico's been starting with our first team all along. We've been rotating guys with different groups. And the competition is very close.